This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Last name is... Sill, S-I-L-L, McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Examiner HCMD, facility Autumnwood of Livonia, date is 1-24-13, room number is 110, bed 1. Chief complaint, psychiatric re-evaluation upon readmission from hospital. Next paragraph, intravascular present illness, had a viewed patient's chart, hospital records, staff reports that patient gets lethargic and sometimes more confused. Patient was very alert during my evaluation. She was sitting in her room, no evidence of any excessive sedation, lethargy. Drowsiness. Patient reports that, quote, I looked it up, unquote, and believes that her lethargy is from, quote, MS, unquote. She reports that she has been taking Cymbalta and Klonopin for years, and they don't seem to have any negative effects on her. Patient reports that without Klonopin, her muscle spasms get worse. She's also on Xanax, PRN, and multiple other medications which could have lethargy as a side effect, but patient denies the need to change any medications. Her Cymbalta dose was recently increased back to 60 milligram QD by attending physician 121. Patient denies any suicidal ideation. Overall, she appears to be much calmer and much less dysphoric than my previous evaluation. Interim medical social family history, patient carries diagnosis of MS, diabetes, COPD, fibromyalgia, GERD, hypertension, coronary artery disease, current psychotropic medications, Xanax 0.25 mg TID, PRN, clonazepam 0.5 mg TID, Cymbalta 60 mg QD, Ambien 5 mg HSPRN. Next paragraph, labs. Next, for interval review system, patient was readmitted on albuterol, baclofen, tegretol, Coreg, Flexeril, Colace, fentanyl, ferrosulfate, Advair, hydralazine, Novolog, Lantus, Rebif, R-E-B-I-F, Meclizine, Lidoderm patch, nifedipine, nitroglycerin, omeprazole, oxycodone, Lyrica. Propinerol, next paragraph. Mental status examination. Blood pressure 136 over 74, pulse is 74. Grooming fair, motor movements with a normal stature, sitting, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, affect constricted mood, less depressed speech, clear thought processes intact, suicidal ideation denied, psychotic symptoms are none, point of knowledge fair. Judgment poor at times, orientation, person, place, attention, concentration, with a normal appetite fare. Next paragraph, diagnosis, the depressive disorder, NOS, number 2, mood disorder, secondary to general medical condition. Global assessment of functioning is 40. Assessment formulation, this is a 65 years old female with complex medical problems and a long-standing history of mood disorder, anxiety symptoms. GDR consideration, yes, I'll attempt the following GDR. Discontinue Xanax PRN. Patient is already on clonazepam 3 times a day. Risk benefits, benefits of Cymbalta and clonazepam to improve patient's mood, alleviate anxiety, continues to outweigh risks. Patient's lethargy is unlikely from many of unlikely from combination of Cymbalta, clonazepam. Counseling clinic, get a review of patient's chart, consultation with nursing, attending nurse labs, complexity high, other recommendations. Consider having patient re-evaluated by primary care physician. She's on multiple medications for her MS, which could MS and fibromyalgia, which could potentially contribute to lethargy.
You've been getting my attention for hours. You gotta wait on the nurse.
Bill.
Boom. Peanut butter and jelly. Four cream. No, four sugar, one cream. Okay, I ain't getting you done. What do you need? Two? All right, I'll call him for you.
We'll follow with you as a needed basis.
Okay, I'll give him a call for you.
Notify our service for any persistent changes in mood behavior. Psychiatric consultant, HCMD, date 1-24-2013.